The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Gaza flotilla activists who were detained by Israel and later pinned to the ground to the taunts of Israel's far-right national security minister have been released from prison and deported to Turkey, officials have said. There's 14 Irish citizens, including Dr. Margaret Connolly, who is the sister, of course, of President Catherine Connolly. They're among more than 400 people being deported. We're joined by Declan Bree, husband of Margaret Connolly, and himself a county councillor in Sligo and a former TD. Declan, have you had any communication from Margaret at this stage?
Yes, very briefly, for about 2 minutes, 10 minutes ago, Shane. She managed to get it. They've landed in Istanbul Airport. She was provided with a phone just to basically say she was fine and she would be phoning me later. They were just off the plane. She did indicate that they had been roughed up, badly treated, but that doesn't surprise us, I suppose. She said one of her female colleagues was knocked unconscious by the Israelis. They haven't had any sleep for the last number of days. They had no food or water. I'll be getting a full report later. And, you know, it doesn't surprise us because, you know, to say, you know, it was shocking that the families with participants in the flotilla were left without any knowledge of what was going on for the last 3 days. And I have to say, it's also shocking that the Israeli military can illegally board unarmed peaceful vessels in international waters, abducting Irish citizens and others in full view of the world. It's nothing short of piracy. And of course, the latest interception of humanitarian aid heading to Gaza, I suppose, highlights the brutality of the ongoing blockade and in Israel's attempt to silence voices of solidarity. The video clips we all saw confirm, I suppose, that the Israeli regime believes it can do as it wishes, that it can act with impunity.
Are you referring to the minister, Ben-Gvir, the national security minister, his taunting of those people who were detained, the very rough treatment, I think, was of Katrina Graham, wasn't it, where she was kind of shoved to the ground?
And you know, I think we're all appalled with the contents of the video clips.
It was even condemned by Benjamin Netanyahu. He said that it wasn't in keeping with Israel's values and norms, not in line with Israel's values and norms, is what he said.
Yeah, Israel's values and norms would be to torture people and probably shoot them. One can only imagine with horror how they treat innocent Palestinians behind closed doors when there are no cameras in operation. You know, they can assault and brutalize innocent civilians, confident that there'll be no consequences and there will be no sanctions on them. And the fact that they have no sense of embarrassment or concern about releasing such videos, I think speaks volumes about the Zionist and the Israeli mindset. And, you know, as in the past, it would appear again that on this occasion there was systematic violence against the flotilla detainees. I understand you have a lawyer coming on shortly, and I expect he'll tell you about the case where quite a number of them, of the detainees, were in pain. A small number had to receive hospital treatment. All of them apparently have been roughed up and assaulted by the Israeli military. It's what people have come to expect of the Israeli state. Nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, I have to say that I admire the courage and the determination of all these volunteers who have participated in the flotilla and, you know, with all those who struggle for peace and justice.
You must be hugely relieved having heard from your wife.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm sure she knew that we just wanted to hear her voice and we wanted to know that she was fine. Right, she was without water and without food for 3 days and without sleep for 3 days. But we all know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Palestinians who are not only without food for a day or two, but are locked up, incarcerated in concentration camps for years. without even being brought to trial. So our hearts and our minds go out to the Palestinian people who have to suffer that on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, and on an annual basis. And, you know, I have to say that I think it's very clear that the vast majority of people here in our community and in Ireland stand with the Palestinian people in their just struggle for their legitimate rights, including the right to self-determination and the establishment of a free, independent and sovereign state of Palestine, just as we require an independent and sovereign state of Ireland.
Okay. Declan Bree, thank you indeed for talking to us, and good news that you have spoken to your wife, Margaret, and she is on her way home, or will be on her way home to you. Thank you indeed for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.